Nothing?
Jay,
Make it good, Mike.
Kind of messed up your high draft pick.
Did we? Badly? Where were we going to be?
You were going to be 9, and now you could be down.
Damn.
14 or
15. Yeah, whatever. Win's a win.
Speaking of the players, obviously, players, that's for front office.
Sports. Yeah, we don't worry about that stuff. Our job is to go out and win, so that's what we try to do. Obviously, didn't do it enough times this year, and the season kind of was a little bit of a roller coaster, but it's always good to end on a win, even though things didn't go how we planned.
Did you have any effort trying to get Brandon his 100
centuries? What do you need? 8? Yeah. I knew what he needed going into it, and I told him I was going to try, but I mean, if it didn't happen, it didn't happen. And luckily enough, we had some bubbles early and get him involved, and he got 4 or 5, I think, before halftime. So halftime, I told him I'd probably be able to get him 8.
I was just talking about how he's played this year. Being basically, number one guy.
Yeah. Yeah, he's had to put a lot of pressure on that guy, I mean, a 4th-round draft pick, and all the talent in the world. You got the size and the ability. It's just getting him there mentally and making it consistent from game to game, to practice. And he's done a great job. I mean, he still wants to improve, and I still think he can improve. And just the mental part of the game and knowing when I'm going to go to him and reading coverages and stuff. And he wants to do that. And we had some stuff on today with him just reading coverages, and he did good. So I'm excited. I'm excited about the possibilities. Getting out of Denver. I think me and Brandon and Tony might get together and over on the East Coast somewhere and maybe work on just timing and stuff. And I mean, I'm going to watch some film on some other teams and maybe get some ideas of what they can do and see if it fits into our philosophy and just get away. I mean, it's been a long season. I think last year I didn't really realize what a 16-game season could do to you. And me and Brandon, I think, and talking with Tony and those guys, this is our first go at it, a whole 16. And it's it drains you. It drains you mentally and physically. Yeah, I mean, it was a matter of pride. And we got a lot of character in the locker room and a lot of guys that wanted to finish strong. And I think, more importantly, we've been written off, the last couple of weeks. And we had a poor outing last week, and we kind of wanted to rebound back here at home and play well. And started off well. I mean, a little bit of a lull in the fourth quarter, but defense got a good stop for us and kind of sealed it. Yeah, I mean, it's really tough. I mean, Brandon's been kind of the mainstay. That's why I'm so excited about him making it through a 16-game season with some of the hits he takes and just physically. So, I mean, Javon went down, Tom Nalen went down, Ben Hamilton went down, Stokes been down. So we've thrown a lot of guys in there. A lot of guys stepped up, and that's probably the reason they'll be on the team next year. So it was good. I mean, it was good and it was bad. I mean, obviously, we'd like to keep everyone healthy and win more games, but guys went down, other guys stepped up. That's what you got to have.
Do you fully expect to make the playoffs next year?
Do I? Yeah. Do you? You don't know? Yeah, we'll see. All right.